Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
To the victor goes the spoils, the saying goes. A program first 4-0 start after that overtime 25-24 win last Friday over South for Scott Bless's North Cougars. Elevated Monday in the new coaches poll to third in the state, while South dropped to number 5 in Class 5A. Even before the two-point conversion, the Cougar defense really assumed control. We go back and revisit that ball game from the 10-15 mark after South had scored easily in the first quarter. Just standout football against a team that had been averaging 48 a game. On the night, 11.5 tackles for loss. They forced 3 turnovers, 6 quarterback pressures, led by linebacker Zeke Trueblood, Hudson Nicely, defensive end Gray Hostetler, and defensive tackle Nate Hankins, among others.
We had a plan, we executed that plan, and we attacked at the line of scrimmage. Our defensive guys played downhill.
Now Scott Bless and the troops will get ready for homecoming and winless Terre Haute North on Friday night in our broadcast game. Big road trip commences in Detroit tonight for the Reds. Pregame with Tommy Thrall at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, after a start each and rotating through the first couple of weeks of the season, Coach Tom Allen made his decision Monday to name Taven Jackson his number one QB.
You know, it was a dream come true. It's everything that you want to hear from a coach. Coming here, it's been a struggle. It's been hard, you know, going through a quarterback battle, but, you know, that's life. Coach Allen and Coach Bell brought us in to Coach Allen's office, and Coach Allen told us what his plans were and where he wanted to go and where he wanted to move on. You know, he told me that he wanted me to be the starter, and he told Brendan to be ready because everything, you know, a lot of things happened. So
Taven threw for 260 yards, 73% on the completion average. The offense certainly scored points on 6 of the 12 drives that Jackson played in, and had 480 yards of total offense under him in that 41-7 rout of Indiana State. Louisville is off to a 2-0 start under Jeff Brohm, the former Purdue head man, who was 4-1 against Indiana when he was in West Lafayette. They opened the week as 9.5-point favorites since Saturday's game, 12 noon on the Big Ten Network from Lucas Oil Stadium. Reds Tigers tonight. Pregame with Tommy Thrall at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.